activity on a plantation in Maryland, where her family was, and she had gotten married, and for a long time she had really wanted freedom. She wanted to get away, etc. So she, I think she got a lawyer to look up some kind of papers for her or something. And some way she found some papers that say that she was legally free. Because I think after the person who her mother was to be serving died, then her and the rest of her family would be free. Like her mother's descendants wouldn't have to work anymore. So legally, because of these papers that were written up, she was free and all her family was free. But that wasn't going to be enforced. Obviously, the people who own the plantation and who were running things already knew that. And a lot of times, especially back then, when you brought up papers that said, well, legally I'm free, or legally we shouldn't have to do this, and blah, 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 they'll, you know what I mean? Because it's in their own house and they can decide what they want to do with it. Most often, they're going to do, especially when there's not a whole lot of pressure on them by a big force, they're going to do what's convenient for them, what they want to do. So she said, papers ain't going to do nothing. So she decided to take matters into her own hands and take her freedom, into her own hands and do it that way.
They're also thank you, Ife, and it was actually going to be good to get your sources around Araminta and Greek and what it means. Typically, from what I read, the particular her parents who were Ashanti were from the Ashanti people, her grandparents, that the actual name that they were pulling on is not known, and so it's interesting to see whether or not the Araminta is a misspelling, is a somewhat of a continuation of something from there. It's not uncommon for that also to be have another meaning, but I don't think her parents got that from Greece in terms of them trying to get that, but and it also may, in terms of that particular spelling, it very well, and I believe you, I'd love to have the reference, that is also can be like a Greek name. Okay, yeah, well, it's if you look up, for example, Afia, you'll find it in a number of different languages, and so the point that's important is that her parents were trying to give her a name that would be different from the European names, and the actual spelling gets discombobulated, and they were trying to connect her to her Ashanti heritage. So that's the history of that as we know it right now.
Okay, because I know my mom was doing some research on that, because my baby sister's name is Araminta. She spells it different, but she was doing some research in regard to Harry Tubman's name, or Araminta, and it said on several of the sites that she went to, I can't quite remember, there were like name sites or something that it meant defender in Greek. It could also mean something in Ashanti, or it could, just mean something that it not be Greek. I don't know, so that's why I first heard it.
Right. So the point about the papers is the form is there's a sense of there is written, and that is important, and particularly as societies get larger and larger. And as Isaacar said, we love to write, and Ahmed Baba had a library of like 40, 20,000 books, I'm thinking. I'm not sure about that, but huge numbers of books, in the early centuries. What am I trying to think? When was that? That would have been, I think, around the 13th century, 13th, 14th century. So So one part we did write in different societies, certainly in ancient Kemet and a number of places, and even where we don't have existing texts in terms of our writing, and where you have one group written it, another group didn't, or whatever, just, you know what the form is. It doesn't have to be that it's not a good thing to write it. It just means, doesn't necessarily mean that then will function in a way that you'll get justice because it's writing. That's the form, but not the function. Okay. There were many treaties that were signed by white people with the Native American Native people here, and the Native people said, you know, that the paper is not worth anything if your word, if your integrity, if it's not worth something. And Europeans are quick to make sure that it's in writing. At the same time, do not often stand by the actual meaning, what they wrote, what they agreed to. Okay? So, again, form versus function. We want you to know the form. We want you to know the major U.S. documents. We want you to know generally what they are about. You need to know the Constitution and what it's generally about. You need to know the Bill of Rights and what that is. You need to know the bicameral parliaments and how they work. You need to know the election process and how that works. You need to compare those things and says, okay, how are elections held in other places? And if they may be different, does that necessarily mean that they this is better or that's better? How do they work? They may not work well. A number of African countries right now are not doing it. They're neo-colonialists or have bad ideas, and some have great ideas. Your job is to be able to say, okay, in Madagascar, here is the structure, the general structure and the primary features of the government. Here is the election process and how it's supposed to work. Here's how it worked, for example, historically. Here's when it really, you know, began to change. Here's how the U.S. government election process works, and that is how it is on paper and how it actually works. How many of you have seen the video American Blackout? Okay, for part of your work, I will see if you can find that video online and see what it tells you about the function of the government, and also see what it tells you about the different features, okay? Features or forms, okay, that's what are the bodies that's mentioned, okay, and then also about the process. It very well still may be on Google. One of the sources I'm going to provide as you're doing your research, different readings and different videos for you to see so that we get clear and we get to see how this thing really works, because as a student of AYA, you want to know how the government is set up to work and how it does work. You also want to be able to apply that as much as you can for the information you can find about the African country that you were in, okay, that you chose. And one of the people that we're going to use is we're going to listen to some Sithi Mikuni speeches, and we're going to I'll assign you other speeches so that you can begin to see what you can glean from it. Now, this topic can be huge. Okay. The first this week and mainly this week, I want it to be exploratory as you get to know these basic things and begin to narrow down, in addition to the basic election, the basic documents and the basic forms, what part are you going to focus on in terms of your research? You don't have to, right now you're going to explore, and that's what I asked you to do over the weekend, so that you begin to say, here are key things I'm going to look at, and in both governments, if I can find them, all right? And right now you're reading and listening to things to get a sense for it. form versus function is going to be key in it, so that you know how it works. So, all right, you got the assignment from me, American Blackout. All right, see if you can find it. In fact, Ife, go see if you can find American Blackout on Google, okay? Okay, I'm frozen for her, so Nasha, see if you can find American Blackout on Google, or a video that's yeah, there is a full-length movie. All right, there is a video that I want you to see. It's a short one. Check that out. See if it will come up for you. Okay, Nasha found American Blackout. All right, let's see what we have. Nasha, click on Nasha's link, please. All right, is it coming up for you? Okay, so you watch it later. Watch it later. You'll see an old friend, Talam Acey. Okay, that's part of your homework. If you want to take on the challenge of memorizing that poem, you can do that as well. But at least analyze it so you get to see what he's saying, and watch the video. That's homework. And your job is to extract as much as you can about government from that. Write down vocabulary words, write down questions, you know, put that in your notes, okay, for it. Now, I want, in our 15 minutes left, we're going to, I want you to check on the other video where Cynthia McKinney is challenging Donald Rumsfeld, okay, in the legislature. Is it lunchtime? It's at 2:30, isn't it? It's 12:30 or is it 12:15? Gee, whiz, I get it mixed up. It's not 12:35. It's 12:15. Thank you. It's 12:15. That's what I have on my clock. What does everybody else have? Just get me straight. I have 12:16. It just turned 12:16. Okay. I know. I'm working to get it right. All right. Lunch is now. All right. In this extended session, I hope you've gotten what you need. We'll talk later. Call me, email me. I want you to really be on point for doing your research and making your notes, because they won't all be the same, and making your presentations. All right. Have a good lunch. Take care. Watch American Blackout and continue to do your other research. Appreciate you too, every one of you.